$14 billion. That is just about exhausted.
In fact, we started our assistance to Ukraine before this war began. We sent Ukraine more security assistance last year, $650 million in weapons, including anti-air and anti-armor equipment, before the invasion. More than we had ever provided before. And once the war started, we immediately rushed $350 million in additional aid to further address their needs. On Saturday, my administration authorized another $200 million to keep a steady flow of weapons and ammunition moving to Ukraine.
I'm especially pleased to be able to announce today that the United States will provide an additional $1 billion security assistance package for Ukraine.
Democrats demand $650 billion. See how it escalates? It's 60-something billion now, and now it's going to be $650 billion? Why not? And then you've got Mitt Romney and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and all these people, Republican and Democrat leaders, who are warmongers, the neocons, whose families run the damn companies, the media, the energy, the transportation, the shipyards, everything. The looting is incredible. And again, they're inflating the currency, but they buy up real stuff as it's inflated. Then they pass us the debt and the devaluation. I mean, wow, that is a whopper. This is extremely, extremely dangerous situation that we are in right now. The good news is all over the world, people are identifying the globalist plan to collapse the economy by design in their own statements.
What can we do together to avert a global food catastrophe? To start, we have to understand the forces that have led us to this current precipice, the most existential of which is climate change.
And the fact that they have put their politicians and controllers in every major government, except for communist China and Russia.
What we are very proud of now is the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina, and so on, so that we penetrate the cabinets.
Klaus Schwab, the New World Order, bragged that they have control of half of the parliaments, half of the cabinets, and governments of the world, and that they're getting control of another 30-40%. They are close to having 80-90% control over governments in the world. And they brag they are the corporate global governance. We are making you sell your farms and taking your cows. How dare you riot in the Netherlands?
Well, Dutch farmers now are getting angry every day more. Government is not listening. And what we are fearing for is we have to leave our land. And that's also a deeper agenda behind it. In Holland, they just want to have farmers' land. 62% of the area in Holland is farmed by farmers. And what they want to do is they want to have the land cheap, so they're making it nature first. And when they have the land in their hands, they can build houses on it. Houses we don't need by Dutch citizens, because average Dutch couple is getting 1.8, 1.9 kids. So what's the problem of the demand for houses, that we get 100,000 refugees in this country every year? That's why they have to build houses.
So you decide, ladies and gentlemen, you want to roll over to this or you want to get involved. But now is the time to realize we're entering the 12th round right now. Parrot Alex.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I am live with you now. When we come back here, we'll be kicking off the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of breaking news. We've got some developing stories we're going to be following up on. A ton of video clips today as well. Right now, there's no guests on the list, but I'm talking to some people with some other breaking news stories that may want to come on and discuss. So it's going to be a busy 3 hours here on this Tuesday, July 19th, live InfoWars transmission. Still live to all my enemies out there. I'm still live.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7, Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. No guests on the schedule today, but I do have a pretty big news desk today. Not the most news I've ever had on my desk, but quite a few important stacks we'll be getting to today. And we got 20 video clips on the docket as well. Let me address the breaking news story right now. That is really, to be honest with you, not really a big deal. I mean, there's reasons why we'll cover it today, and there's reasons why it's relevant. But AOC and Ilhan Omar faking an arrest today. This just happened. AOC and Ilhan Omar pretending to be arrested today at an abortion rally in front of the Supreme Court. They love abortion. They love killing babies. And, you can see the smile on AOC's face there. She's loving it. She is the center of the tension. She loves being the center of attention. And so they're blocking the streets illegally in D.C. She refuses to leave. And so she just gets moved away out of the streets. There was no arrest. She did not get handcuffed. She pretended to be handcuffed, forgot she was pretending to be handcuffed, and then gave the fist in the air. And then Ilhan Omar was so jealous of the attention that AOC was going to receive, so she pretended to be arrested too and pretended to be cuffed too and just walked away putting the hands behind their back. And, you know, here's the thing. Boy, oh boy. I mean, it's just, there's so much to take away from this that you can just understand the psychology and the makeup of these people. But then there's ways that you can kind of humanize it or personalize it so that you can kind of relate to it on the bigger issues. Like, for example, what am I talking about? Well, I've actually been arrested plenty of times for my politics. I've been arrested for my free speech. That's no secret. So, I mean, I've actually been walked out in cuffs before. So this is like stolen valor from fake activists like AOC and Ilhan Omar, which, to give them credit, they're in the streets. I actually respect that. I actually give them credit for that. They're actually out there in the streets. So I tip my cap to them. For that. Now, they're in the streets for baby murder. Well, you can stop right there. But it's like, I've actually been arrested. I've actually gone to the D.C. gulags. I've actually been handcuffed by the police there multiple times. And here they are faking it. Here they are faking it. Now, again, it's a minor issue. But see, then you kind of look at the larger issues of, you know, AOC claims she was raped too. Well, she wouldn't lie about that though, right? She wouldn't lie about that for clout. She wouldn't lie about that. Yeah, there's me in a Capitol building with tape over my mouth. I got arrested for that. But AOC stands out in the streets and they say, this is a street. You can't be in the street. And so they just move her out of the street and she pretends like she's handcuffed. And she pretends like she's gotten arrested. She hasn't. And even her official social media accounts claim that she was arrested. She was not arrested. She faked like she was handcuffed. Ilhan Omar saw the fake handcuffing, and so she decided she was going to fake her own handcuffing. And it's all on video. Everyone sees it, and they both got a big, fat smile on their face. Because they know they're not arrested. They know they're not going to jail. And they know they're going to be all over the media because of it. And so I hesitate to even cover it because they do it for media attention. But it's important to point out what frauds these people are. And it's important to point out what hills they're willing to die on. And the hill today is killing babies. But, you know, as somebody that actually gets arrested by D.C. police for my free speech, to see those two women faking it for internet clout, pathetic. Just pathetic. But why should I be surprised? Yeah, guys, let's actually do this. Let's get both of those screenshots. Yeah, look at that. The crew already read my mind. The crew already read my mind. So let's take both of those screenshots that you just had on the screen and let's cut those out and maybe even, if we can before the end of the segment, put them both up on the screen. But let's put that for the thumbnail of this segment because it just shows they know they're frauds. They know they're faking it. They know it's all a big act. But hey, oh, they put out official statements. We were arrested, see? And they'll get all the hype, all the credit. And it was all fake. AOC and Ilhan Omar pretend to be handcuffed to fool the mainstream media. Oh, and they did. And they did. And they... Well, we'll see. Let's see if Ilhan Omar or AOC get charges for civil disobedience, blocking traffic, which is what the charges would be. I doubt it. I doubt it. And they didn't spend a second in cuffs, and they didn't spend a second in a jail cell. So give me a break with all the virtue signaling that is certainly to follow this phony activism. But see, you know, Democrats are above the law. You know that story. Boy, I got to tell you, I'll keep this a little vague here for obvious reasons. But, you know, let's just say there's some legal cases in D.C. that are particularly interesting to me. Let's just put it like that. And this was one of them. And I don't really talk about these things, but this one is pretty much already closed in the books and so public that I might as well. Prosecutors drop capital trespassing case against Stephen Colbert staffers. Thank you very much. Boy, if you don't think I'm going to be using those guys if my legal arguments ever get made in a court of law, oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, Stephen Colbert and staff, for illegally entering the U.S. Capitol. And thank you, Democrat law enforcement in D.C., for dropping those charges. Because guess what? I just got precedent for cases that are worse than mine. I never was inside the Capitol. I never entered the Capitol, despite what the media lies tell you. Me? Never was. Never was in the Capitol. Not on January 6th. Was I that one day with tape over my mouth when they did arrest me? Not a faking an arrest like AOC? Yeah, I was in the Capitol that day with tape over my mouth. They arrested me. The day before, they let 45 Trump supporters protest for Trump, but I'm not allowed to be in there one man with a piece of tape on my mouth. I actually get arrested. They fake arrests. But, okay, Stephen Colbert staffers now enter the Capitol illegally, and the charges are dropped. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Me and my lawyers will be certainly thinking about that. Yes. But you know what? Here's what's sad. As much as this should impact a lot of the January 6th defendants' cases, it won't. Because it's been so politicized and it's been so hyped up by the media that the double standard of law enforcement in this country won't even matter.
Sold out for 7 months. Body's ultimate turmeric formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. Nobody else decided to do it. At 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's ultimate turmeric formula. FreeWorldOutlet.com. That is a very important URL for InfoWars supporters that want to get great products and save massively. FreeWorldOutlet.com is an amazing organization that we have partnered with who is helping us purchase more product into the future so they can sell our products at a greater discount than you'll normally find at InfoWarsStore.com. FreeWorldOutlet.com is amazing. We're partnered with them. And things like DNA Force Plus that have been sold out at InfoWars Store is available there. Things like X2 being sold at full price, 40% off at FreeWorldOutlet.com, and so much more. Here's some of the others. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. And so many other specials you won't find anywhere else but FreeWorldOutlet.com. FreeWorldOutlet.com, and keep InfoWars in the air while getting great products. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioBros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar. The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
You know, I'm about to relay out the show for you here so you can really hear what's coming up. But on a selfish level, I mean, I have to put these two stories aside because I'll just obsess over them all day. AOC and Ilhan Omar faking their arrest because Democrats are so protected in this country with the double standard of law enforcement that they have to fake their own arrest. Then they both claim that they were arrested because they do the whole stunt for social media clowns. So they claim they're arrested, fake their arrest. Of course, we'll see if there's ever any charges. They were never handcuffed. And I'm pretty sure we already saw them march away smiling and laughing, so I think that's probably the end of that. And hey, that's fine. Okay, they did a little protest in the streets. The cops ushered them away. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, no, but see, they have to fake their arrest, and the media has to tell you they were arrested because it's all about building them up as the real activists, building them up as the real grassroots activists that are out there with the people. No, they're not. They went right back in there with their personal security. They went right back in there with their $200,000 a year salaries. They're not going to be in a jail cell anytime soon. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not even sitting here like sour grapes. I think it's hilarious that these two phonies have to fake their own arrest. It's just like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah. Oh my gosh. It's just, as someone who's been arrested, politically persecuted and imprisoned more than three times in my life, to watch these phonies fake it and then get all the clout in the media is just hilarious. And then on top of that, to have Stephen Colbert's staffers get their charges dropped for illegally entering the Capitol when I never illegally entered the Capitol. It's all political persecution to me. Everybody knows it. 9 of the 11 pages in the indictment were about a totally separate day and a separate event. And so I sit here and I watch Ilhan Omar and AOC have to fake their arrest because they're so phony, and the two-tiered justice system in this country would never touch a Democrat. And then I have to watch the district attorneys and the prosecutors in D.C. drop the charges against Stephen Colbert staffers because they're liberals, even though they actually went into the Capitol illegally, and I never did. So I'm just sitting here enjoying it, just laughing at it all. You're all such phonies. You're all such crooks. You're all such liars. You're all such scum. All you have is your phonyism. All you have is your cult mentality and behavior. All you have is your establishment control and dominance. That's all you have. And when that's gone from you, you'll have nothing. You'll have nothing. But hey, Klaus Schwab said you'll have nothing and like it. So I guess you'll get what you want. Oh, it's fun. The two-tiered standard of justice continues and will continue as long as Democrats are around. But, see this? I'm taking the stories off my desk because I don't want to be distracted by them, even though, as you could probably imagine, they're kind of big blips on my radar, even though in the overall scheme of things, probably minor stories. Except with the January 6th stuff and the Colbert stuff, that there's a little more juice to that. AOC being a phony and liberals faking, I mean, what would you even say? I mean, we know they fake hate crimes. Obviously, this wasn't a fake crime. So, faking victimhood. Liberals faking victimhood? Nothing new there. That's part of their mentality. That's part of their operational procedure is faking being the victim. You build up the victim economy, then you fake to be the victim. That's what they do. The Colbert staffers getting the charges dropped, that's a little there's other January 6th defendants. They'll probably be interested in that as well. But, yeah, they fake their arrest. They lie about it. The media lies about it. And then, oh, look, they're victims. What about those babies you want to murder, though? Because that's what it was all about. It was all about abortion. They love abortion so much. They love murdering the babies. Did you see that two-week-old baby that we played on the show? What was that? Was that yesterday? Was that Friday? I can't even remember. Remember that we played the little two-year-old baby? Pretty touching stuff. Eight-week-old baby. Sorry, yeah, there it is. There's your eight-week-old baby right there. Wait, are you sure that was an 8 week? I don't remember. I don't have the thing in front of me. Point is, tiny little baby, clearly a baby, has a head that moves, has arms and legs that move, and they want to be able to kill that baby. They want that baby to be chopped up, mutilated, and sold for parts. By the way, they got the moral high ground. Yeah, they got the moral high ground. They just like chopping up babies and ripping them limb from limb and, you know, selling their body parts. They're the moral high ground, though. And that's what... But they're the victims, though. They're the victims because they want to kill babies and they faked an arrest over it. All right, so, but let me just clear that off my mind. They're telling you they want to eat bugs. That's a lie. They want you to eat bugs. And so we've got more of this today, more promotion of eating the bugs, more celebrity promotion, government-funded propaganda. And it's just important to remember where this is coming from and where this is going. So we've got that. There is a big, interesting story out of Ukraine that's not getting much play. I'm surprised. Zelensky has fired two of his top officials and suspended others. He thinks they were colluding with Russia, and they may even be getting charges of treason. Yeah, Zelensky might not be as popular as the Western media is telling you, folks. And what did I tell you, too? I told you that Russia probably has spies within Ukraine. I mean, duh. And that a lot of people in Ukraine, I'm not just talking about the people, but I'm talking about some of the government, some of the leadership, are probably maybe not totally pro-Russia, but certainly more apt to want to be allies with Russia than with the Western influencers who are going the way of the woke liberal world order mafia, which doesn't align with their values politically, spiritually, religiously, what have you. So that's an interesting one. Getting back to the abortion issue, this one is crazy. Did you know that Democrats are now trying to put Planned Parenthoods in high schools? Yeah. Yeah. These people love killing babies, man. I mean, this is a true death cult. If that doesn't tell you how bad things are getting, if that doesn't tell you the decay that our civilization is facing, Planned Parenthoods in high schools, wow. That's about as Satanist as you can get right there. That's about as eugenics, death cult, mind control as you can get right there. We do have COVID news. China, Shanghai is going into devastating lockdowns again. Democrats and liberals want to remove men and women from history and science and biology because it's bigoted. It's all coming up on today's War Room.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us at one point or another do. That's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows that's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard. Ladies and gentlemen, high-quality, storable food is back in stock, ready to ship right now. We've not been selling food for 3 months because it was taking several weeks for the food to get packaged and delivered to you. Most other companies are completely out. But now they have a large spectrum of high-quality food ready to ship. Everything you find at PrepareWithAlex.com or PrepareToday.com is in stock, ready to ship. So go to PrepareWithAlex.com or PrepareToday.com and order your high-quality, storable food right now, ready to ship to you and your family. With the inflation happening, with the food shortages, with the wars, with the collapsing borders, everything's happening, is one of the most important decisions you can make is to have high-quality, storable food, water filtration, air filtration, and more. And it's not just those items. It's hundreds of other high-quality preparedness items and survival items right now at PrepareWithAlex.com that, again, redirects to PrepareToday.com. I would not procrastinate, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most important things you can do is get ahead of inflation now because the inflation is just beginning.
Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
So the Biden administration has just announced that tomorrow they will be introducing new climate change regulation and action. I don't know how they plan on rolling this out. I mean, normally what would happen is the president would have a press conference or the president would have some sort of a media gaggle inside the Oval Office and they would do all this and they'd sign the documents and do that. Well, you can't do that with Biden because you're not really sure if he's going to be mentally fit or even have a clean pair of pants at any given moment to be able to do something like that. So who knows what they're going to do as far as rolling this out tomorrow, but they've just made the announcement today that big climate change plans revealed tomorrow. So this is so frustrating to understand what it really means. It's like they're actually speaking a different language, and I just know what they're actually saying. They say climate change, they mean the end of human prosperity. They say they want to end man-made climate change. The translation is end individual prosperity. And you get that. You have that translation. I have that translation. We know that's what they're saying. The problem is not everybody has that understanding. And some people still believe in the lies and the propaganda. So let me try to lay out where this is at right now and where this is going. But let's start by going to the press secretary, Jean-Pierre, just moments ago, saying how the Biden administration is doing everything they can to change the climate. That's amazing, to change the climate. So here's her statements, and we'll tell you what that actually means. But here first we go to the clown press secretary, Jean-Pierre.
Speaking of climate change, so we are closely monitoring extreme heat conditions impacting much of Europe,
so
as well as
lie.
The extreme
heat. So even that's a lie. I mean, that's the thing. I have to sit here and break down this 2-minute video and every lie. Extreme heat. Yeah, folks, it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. So now we're just going to shut off the power grid, I guess. So we're just going to end civilization because it's hot. But it's been hot before. It'll be hot again. And if you recall, we just did a little demonstration here a couple weeks ago of the average temperatures in the central and south Texas area. No, it's not gone up. Not gone up in 30 years. No. No, but you know where it does go up in big metropolitan areas where there's not much grass and there's not much forestation and there's nothing but concrete and buildings. So the heat retention is obviously bigger, like standing on asphalt versus standing on grass. So then they just say, look, it's hotter. It's like, well, yeah, it's hotter in the sauna today at the gym than it was in the locker room, too. I guess that's man-made climate change. Does that mean the entire gym is going to go burn to the ground because we made the sauna hotter? No, it means the sauna's hotter. But they just say, oh, see, it's extreme heat. And yeah, it's pretty hot out there. But, oh, now it's in your head. It's extreme heat. No, it's always been extreme heat. If you're living in major cities, you might be feeling hotter because they're probably expanding, like here in Austin. But, okay, it's hot. So let's shut off the power grid. Let's just die. Let's just starve ourselves to death and die. Okay, so there's your extreme heat. So right out of the gate, sorry, I had to spend an hour addressing the lie there. But, all right, let's continue.
More than 100 million Americans who are struggling with extreme heat conditions here at home just this week alone.
Oh, Americans are struggling with extreme heat. Why would that be? Because you shut their power off. You know what we would do during extreme heat? We'd sit in the air conditioning. Golly gee. And boy, isn't it great? I mean, can you imagine? I actually think this. I might be wrong about this, but I feel like I actually spent one school year, and our school did not have AC. I might be wrong about that. My parents listened, so one of them may correct me on that. I actually think that one of the schools I was at did not have AC one of the years I was there. Well, whether it was me or not, I bet you about a bunch of people in this audience went to schools that never even had AC. And I bet you there's people in this audience that grew up in houses that didn't have AC. Boy, did they make it? Did they make it all right? Did extreme heat kill them? No, you know what we did? We're humans, and we create, and we engineer, and we innovate, and we discover. And you know what we have? We have air conditioning now in our houses. Isn't that awesome? And because we have cheap and easily accessible energy via coal and natural gas, even people that are poor can afford to have air conditioning in their houses. Isn't that great? But, oh, what's going on? Why all of a sudden are millions of Americans struggling with extreme heat? Because their energy got turned off. Their AC got turned off. And they can't cool their home. And just like I told you they do, now they bring you the Civic Center where you go get your air conditioning. Because you can't afford to have it at your house. And by the way, we're not even going to let you have it at your house because you turning on your AC is what's causing the extreme heat. I mean, this is like a Rubik's Cube of retardation. There's extreme heat. Yeah, we have air conditioning. Your air conditioning is causing extreme heat, so we're turning it off. What? So now what? So now I'm dealing with the extreme heat again. It's clown world. So now they have the civic centers because they are going to turn your power off or make it too expensive. And so now you have to go to the civic center to get air conditioning to deal with the extreme heat that we used to deal with this invention called AC. And we had cheap, easily accessible energy. Even poor people could get it. And now that all got shut down because it caused extreme heat. But guess what? You shut it all down. You could shut it all down tomorrow. You could shut every power plant off. You could close every coal mine. You could every combustion engine vehicle, stop every plane. And guess what? The temperature tomorrow isn't going to go down a single degree. Not a single degree. And that extreme heat, it ain't going anywhere either. So, but that's the idea, is to trick you into thinking that would be the case, so that you would voluntarily enter slavery, voluntarily turn it all off, voluntarily die. Let's continue with the clip.
Are intensifying across the globe, including here in the United States. No one is immune from climate change. It's why the president has been rallying the world to take the decisive action needed in this decade to tackle the climate change, the climate crisis. It's also why the president is committed to taking aggressive action to tackle climate change and made clear if the Senate won't act, he will. In fact,
she's just reading a script. She's doing the president's job. This is Joe Biden's speech. Why isn't Joe Biden giving the speech? Because he's got a poopy diaper. He doesn't know where he is. So I've got this clown, this token hire of the Democrat Party, this clown who couldn't even think on her own two feet, reading what should be the president's speech. Continue.
Today, the president will travel to Somerset, Massachusetts tomorrow. While there, he will visit the future site of manufacturing plant located at a former coal-fired power plant that will produce transmission cables for Massachusetts' booming offshore wind industry. The president will underscore the historic clean energy investments his bipartisan infrastructure law will
make. It's booming so much, you never heard of it.
And announce additional actions he will take to tackle the climate crisis.
Yeah, it's
and
booming.
Secure
go
a
ahead,
clean
guys. That's
energy.
Good. It's booming so much that it hasn't had any impact at all. It's booming so much that nobody's ever heard of it. So there it is. So tomorrow they're going to make a big announcement. We're transferring off energy that's working and cheap and accessible for everybody to wind and solar that really doesn't even exist.
Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. There's nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new, faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation, all the things out there hurting everybody, to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Infowars.com/show.
So Joe Biden is a no-show for the second straight day for 48 hours now. Nobody's seen or heard from Joe Biden. I guess the trip to the Middle East really took it out of him. What was accomplished on that trip? Absolutely nothing. Except if Israel wants us to start a war with Iran, or if Israel wants to start a war with Iran, Joe Biden promised them that we'll follow them into that war. That's really all that came out of the trip. So, but Biden resting now, second straight day. Probably got him in a hyperbaric chamber or something. All kinds of wires coming out of him. We'll see if he makes the appearance tomorrow to announce whatever their big climate change announcement is going to be. Or is it going to be Jean Pierre reading off a teleprompter, what would have been the president's speeches? Jean Pierre is reading off a teleprompter, a third-rate, two-bit hack of a press secretary, a clown show. So what is this all about, though? And what is the best way to get other people to understand what it's all about? Because obviously sitting on top of this agenda is really the New World Order, eugenics, population control agenda. Convincing you that you're a problem, you being prosperous, you having a house, you having a car, that's the problem on the planet. Not the globalists, not the open borders, not Fauci and labs making diseases that get out. No. It's just you existing. You're the problem with this world. You're to blame for everything, and it's climate change that you're causing. And that's the biggest threat. That's the existential threat. And they've been telling you this for years, by the way. But I'll bring it back home to that in a second. So, but most people don't understand, hey, you know, there's basically a shadow corporate world government that's trying to kill you. Most people can't really handle that yet. So, okay, so how do you make this relative to people that don't fully buy all this propaganda but are starting to see it and hear it and they're going to be forced to live with it? Well, first you get them to see that it's all an agenda and all these different aspects they're going to start seeing are all connected. Like, for example, here's a big one that they're doing now. That's eat the bugs, right? So we played all the celebrities telling you to eat the bugs. We've shown all the media people telling you to eat the bugs. They write books about how you're going to have to eat the bugs. I got more today. PBS America. Join PBS as they take a tasty look at insect foods that could benefit our health and our warming planet. Ah, see, there it is. Eat the bugs, you're warming the planet. Folks, this is just, it's all such a lie. Again, if I'm standing on a blacktop and it says 110 degrees, and then I go stand on the football field next to the blacktop and it says 95 degrees because it's grass surface, are there two different climates? Is that man-made climate change? Does that mean the temperature is really that different in those two places? No, you understand that the blacktop retains heat and stays hotter, and that you stand on the grass, it's cooler. Same thing in the cities. And by the way, temperature is not climate. Temperature might be an aspect of climate, but it's not. It's different. But so there it is. They're telling you, eat the bugs, you're warming the planet. What total BS. If every American had a farm, do you really think there'd be global warming? Of course not. Now, is there an actual difference temperature-wise, maybe even weather-wise, when you're in a metropolitan area compared to being everywhere else? There might be, yeah. There's something there. But that's more of stripping the land of its organic materials and building a concrete jungle. Which I'm not even sitting here attacking that. I'm saying if you want to talk about what actually causes a temperature to go up, if that's your argument, then say what it is. It's not cows. It's not cars. It's not man-made climate change. It's metropolitan areas, concrete jungles. But so now they're just telling you, you're warming the planet. You need to eat the bugs when everyone knows. You don't think farmers take care of the land? Are you kidding me? It's literally their job. Farmers care for the land. Farmers keep the grass green. Animals. The cycle of life. It's a good thing. They're convincing you to cut it all off, knowing damn well it's a lie. Because how are you going to enslave a population that's healthy and prosperous and thriving and free? You convince them that all their activities are bad. And they don't want to be bad. They want to be good. They want to be slaves. They want to be prisoners. And that's what they're all jumping into. Jumping into their own prison. Jumping into their own destruction. Not understanding there's an agenda behind it. Literally to kill them. But see, again, I understand most people don't believe that. So, hey, why do I have Salma Hayek now telling me I need to eat bugs? Why do I have Angelina Jolie doing a BBC World exclusive now, folks? So, I mean, just imagine. Oh, PBS is doing a new World exclusive why you need to eat bugs to stop global warming. Oh, BBC News is doing a World exclusive with Angelina Jolie to tell you why you need to eat bugs to save the planet. Here you have it. 50 years of failed eco-apocalyptic predictions, CEI.org. 1967, dire famine by 1975. Didn't happen. You know why? Because of farmers. There's 50 of these, folks. I'm not gonna sit here and go through all of them for obvious reasons, because I don't have all the time. It would take forever to cover all these. But as you can see, I'm flipping here through the story that I had just mentioned. 1970, America subject to water rationing by 74 and food rationing by 1980. They told you there'd be no food. They used to tell you there'd be no food. They used to tell you there'd be no water. Here they are in 1971 telling you there would be an ice age guaranteed within the next 10 to 50 years, but guaranteed in 50 years there'd be an ice age. That's what they were telling you in the 70s. They used to do the same thing. They'd put celebrities in television commercials saying that an ice age is coming. And then it was global warming. And then it was climate change. So it's all in this story from the 70s, from the 80s, just all of it. So what happened to the ice age? Where's the ice age? I mean, I'm looking at all these Time magazine in the 70s, all these different stories. Ice age, ice age, ice age, ice age. Acid rain, ozone depletion, all this stuff. Oh, it's going to kill us. Ice age, ice age, ice age. Acid rain, acid rain, acid rain. Famine, famine, famine. All due to man being on the planet living is what they told you. They told you that that humans on the planet would cause an ice age. It didn't. Humans on the planet would cause global famine. It didn't. Humans on the planet would cause acid rain. It didn't. Humans on the planet would cause the sea levels to flood the coast. It didn't. Yeah, here's one right here, 1989. Rising seas could obliterate nations, says the UN. Associated Press story, 1989. Oh, where's all the flooding? Where's all the sea levels rising? Go to Plymouth Rock right now. You'll notice it still's there. Still is there. It's amazing. What is that, like 16? What was Plymouth Rock, like 1698, I think? So the same rock sitting right there at sea level in 1698, still there, right there at sea level. Not an inch higher, not an inch lower. What about Ellis Island? I mean, so many different guys. Oh, but no, see, don't believe your lying eyes. Believe the globalists. Believe the White House, who says that they've lowered gas prices. I'm not even kidding you. Look at this from the White House today. The president has taken historic action and lowered gas prices. And they say, oh, look, gas prices have gone down 50 cents. And half of the states now have gas under $4 a gallon, which is still double what it used to be before Biden got into office. So double is now less. So Biden doubles the gas prices. They say Biden has lowered the gas prices. And these are the same people that lied to you about every other aspect of climate change for the last 50 years to control you. And they're going for broke now. They're going for broke now, folks. These people are serious. They plan to shut off the power grid. They plan to price most people on this planet out of having affordable energy. They plan on either pricing you out of eating good food or just making it illegal to eat real food. This is their plan. It has nothing to do with the climate. It has everything to do with making you a slave and killing you.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works. The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So Chip Roy just gave the Democrats the what for on their claim today that Biden has lowered gas prices. Yeah, Biden has lowered gas prices. And let me tell you all about the new Island Oasis that I just bought on the Sun. Just head on over to my island paradise on the Sun, and Joe Biden is lowering the gas prices. Here's Chip Roy giving the Democrats the old what for on that deal.
Have any idea how much the price of oil, West Texas Intermediate, has dropped in the last 3 weeks?
I mean,
easy to answer, yes or no. Do you know what it has dropped in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, so you're saying the fact that it goes down off of a massive high after massive policy supply restrictions that is driving up the price of energy?
Can you answer any question, yes or no?
I am answering the question on behalf of the American people that I represent. Yeah, I mean, yeah, people
it has dropped.
$4 a gallon gasoline. Yay!
Yeah, it's down.
That's awesome.
Okay, down 4 cents. My question was, is it down?
$4?
Yes.
Pat yourself on the back for
$4. What about the barrels? You know it's down $40 a barrel?
$4 gasoline is what you're excited about?
Did you know that it's down by $40 a barrel? I'm just...
So? What does that mean for the consumer?
Do you know it's down? If you don't, just say I don't.
I know what the price of oil is, but so what? If it doesn't help a consumer, so what?
Why don't you keep going?
Right. Let's keep going. Let's open up oil and gas exploration in America.
Yeah, so we already had this in prior panels.
Do you know how investments
work? We have double the production today that we did 15 years
ago. But do you know how investments work to go build a refinery? Right. Do you know how investments work to go build the necessary tools to go explore and get oil? Or how about a nuclear facility, which we haven't built?
It's good to have you up here. You always get me going.
Good.
I appreciate that.
Good.
You know, we really are in like an episode of South Park or even The Simpsons or something, because it's just ludicrous. Gas prices reach all-time highs under Joe Biden, and Democrats say, look, we've lowered the gas. What world is this that I'm living in? What insane mental institution did I wake up in? Did I get dropped into here? And of course, you know, Chip Roy's like sitting here, like, you're just sitting here, no pun intended, you're just sitting here gaslighting me. You know damn well Biden has doubled gas prices. You know damn well even $4 a gallon is double from when he got into office. And you're sitting here acting like you've somehow stumped me. Like, look, we lowered gas in the last 3 weeks. We lowered oil in the last 3 weeks. You know what? Talk to me again in a month. I bet you it's back up over $4, and I bet you it's back up $40 a barrel too. Guaranteed. But see, he's not going to mention it then, because then 2 weeks after that, it'll go back down 25 cents. It'll be $5 a gallon. But he'll say, see? So it'll go from $6 to $5 a gallon. He'll say, see, it's $5 a gallon now. He'll say, well, it's just $4 a gallon. It was just $2 a gallon. So it's like an episode of The Simpsons. Maybe it's like this episode of The Simpsons. By the way, we got more of the transgender, gender confusion news on the docket today. You know what? Maybe I'll just save that because it does tie into that. So let me just do this. I was trying to play this clip, and I've had it when Ivana Trump passed, but I forgot to play it. This is a hilarious commercial that I want to just bring up now to remember the late great Ivana Trump. Maybe one of the best pizza commercials you'll ever see featured Donald and Ivana Trump. I don't think I ever saw this before. This is classic stuff here, guys. Give me the Trump Pizza Hut commercial.
Do you really think this is the right thing for us to be doing, Ivana?
What do your people think?
Let them talk.
Ivana.
It's wrong, isn't it?
But it feels so right.
Then it's a deal?
Yes, we eat our pizza the wrong way.
Crust first.
Introducing stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut. With a ring of cheese baked into a totally new, thinner crust, you'll want to eat it the wrong way. Crust first.
May I have the last slice?
Actually, you're only entitled to half.
Large, just $9.99.
Oh, I love it. So I saw that. I want to just give a little A little remembrance there of the late, great Ivana Trump. What a classic commercial. And just everything about it, too, just so classic. Man, just remember what they took from us. Just remember what they took from us.
You're only entitled to half.
The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one point or another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows it's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
I got to go see the pre-screening of it, and it truly is great. It really is, and we are selling advanced copies right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want to go pre-order that right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But that's the hard DVD copy. Also, last I checked, and I wasn't really monitoring this, but I saw we had a news story on it. Last I checked, I believe Alex's War was the second most pre-ordered movie. What was it on? Was it on Amazon or was it on Apple? Guys, I'm sorry. I don't recall. But the only more pre-ordered movie than Alex's War was Top Gun Maverick. So, of course, Top Gun Maverick, people really liked it. It was refreshing. It wasn't anti-America. It was kind of like, hey, pro-America. Like, hey, America. Like, damn, Americans are badass. Like, that's a good thing. So you can pre-order your hard copy of Alex's War at InfoWarsStore.com, and you should probably get the hard copy. Or you can go get the pre-order. You know, I don't like promoting Amazon or any of the big globalist companies, obviously, but there is a battle for space there. And, I mean, if you can beat out Tom Cruise in the top movie of the summer, Maverick, with Alex's War, I mean, folks, that is sending a message to the globalists right there. I think, obviously, it being number two on that list is epic enough. But still. So maybe another little way to kind of boost us. But those are available right now, or that documentary is available. Others are available as well with it at InfoWarsStore.com. So many powerful documentaries. And in fact, there's another individual that wants to get a documentary up there. But that's another topic for another day. Now, aside from the DVDs that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com and the great documentaries that you can get there that are classic, that I suggest having a hard copy of, because, well, we all know what goes on with internet censorship, you might want that hard copy. But I actually had to go place an order today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I got a couple bottles of BrainForce Ultra, so that is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You know that BrainForce Ultra or BrainForce Plus, I like them both. I like BrainForce Ultra better, just a little bit better, because I like the liquid tincture. It tastes good, and there's just a little bit more. There's just a little bit more of the good stuff in BrainForce Ultra than there is in BrainForce Plus. But I mean, it's apples and oranges. I prefer the orange. Someone might prefer the apple. BrainForce Ultra, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't promote this enough. As somebody that hosts a 3-hour
talk show a day. Very mentally demanding. Sometimes I do more than that. Today I was on with Alex for an hour and a half. Then I came in and did the show. Brain Force Ultra gives me the mental clarity, the mental focus, the mental energy I need to do a three-hour talk show. And it's exclusively available and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That wasn't all that was in my shopping cart, but I wanted to tell you about that because that's what powers the transmission. And, of course, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps this transmission on the air. And you support free speech. You support the First Amendment because we fund band.video, which has just become such an important platform. Obviously, not just for Alex Jones and InfoWars, but for others that have gotten censored, and we give them that platform. So it's just a great 360 win that you are totally a part of now when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's do this. Let's get a couple other things out of the way here that I've kind of just been sitting on. Let's go to this small business owner. This is long overdue. All forms of discrimination should not be systemic in government, and they're all anti-white, like affirmative action. All of these things need to be a thing of the past. But here's an example of just that in clip three.
Christian Bruckner is a disabled immigrant. He is the owner of a small business in Tampa that fulfills government contracts. He believes the new infrastructure law is discriminatory and unconstitutional due to race and gender quotas put in place for certain contracts. Deputy Counsel Dan Lennington from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is representing him in a lawsuit against the Biden administration.
You get a court to basically enter an order requiring the government to treat all businesses alike, regardless of their race or their gender.
The lawsuit says, quote, as an immigrant and disabled small business owner who lives and works in a historically underutilized community, plaintiff Christian Bruckner should be the type of person who could benefit from this program to help disadvantaged small business owners.
His expertise is in landscaping, and when highways are built, in road projects, there's a significant amount of landscaping, mowing, other contracts like that.
This is not the first lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty made against the Biden administration.
We were the first law firm in the country to get an injunction against the Biden administration for the Farmer Loan Forgiveness Program, which was a program that forgave loans to farmers, but not white farmers. We got a judge to put a halt to that race discrimination.
The latest lawsuit is part of the firm's Equality Under the Law Project, an initiative consisting of multiple legal challenges, including one which forced the removal of race-based preferences in the American Rescue Plan. Back to you.
Yeah, it's time to remove all of, I mean, really, you should probably just get rid of all welfare. The easiest way to do it is just get rid of all welfare in this country. That I don't know if that's going to happen, but certainly welfare based on your skin color or ethnicity is obviously illegal. But it goes on every day. It's called affirmative action, and it's all political, and we know what's going on with that. So we need more of that. In fact, guys, we should try to reach out to that lawyer, and we should try to see if he'd like to come on and discuss that lawsuit and just the overall issue that he discusses in the lawsuit as well, because it goes well beyond just that case. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Here, let's do this. What do you do? What do you do when you raise a kid for 5 years and then find out that it's not yours? What do you do? Dad abandoned son 5 years old at school after discovering he's not the father. Well, you don't do that. No, you don't do that. But, boy, that is, what do you do? Because, you know how it is. It's, and, you know, the real balance between men and women was there in this country a while ago. But now it's just all anti-man is what it is.
So, you know, the woman can just decide she's going to kill the baby. But if the father wants to abandon the baby, no. He's on the hook for that baby. The woman can kill that baby, but the father can't abandon it. He's going to be on the hook or he's going to be in jail. By the way, there's a rumor going around, and who knows if it's true or not, but people are wondering, how did Chris Cuomo go from being in the Ukraine to being in the Hamptons in such a short period of time? People think it may be this. Illegal workers for Hamptons, rich and famous, living in squalid migrant camps among luxury homes. There's like these weird, worn-down, bad areas right in the Hamptons. People think Chris Cuomo was faking being in Ukraine, going into these like shanty towns in the Hamptons. Now, I have no idea about that. That wouldn't surprise me. But I will give one thing to Chris Cuomo. He actually tried to become a fireman after he got fired at CNN. He actually applied to be a fireman. And I don't know if he followed through with that, but he did apply to be a fireman. I don't know if he actually wanted to be a fireman or if he wanted to take a video or a picture of himself in the uniform, but you know what? Maybe I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He wanted to be a fireman. I think that's normal.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me. Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. There's nobody else decided to do it. At 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdown are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat
anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Infowars.com/show.
Well, China is still dealing with COVID tyranny, folks, and it is not good what's happening in Shanghai. And, of course, it's all these flawed tests over a disease that's a virus that's 99.9% survivable. And we're just deciding to rewrite the entire idea of human civilization and how we approach sickness and disease because of it. Are you kidding me? China COVID-19 cases continue to climb. Situation in Shanghai severe. Well, yeah, the tyranny is severe. But tell me, if you like what it looks like, this is at the Shanghai Dafeng Electrics Company, which is a COVID quarantine camp. And we got the B-roll of this in clip 12. It's the COVID concentration camp. For 3 days prior to getting freedom, they have to sit in this facility where there is no air conditioning, no fans, just heating, just heat, sweat, coughing. And, I mean, it's hot in China, too, right now. Remember that extreme heat? You think, how do you think that? Oh, you got COVID, or, oh, you tested positive for COVID, rather. Who knows if you got it or not? And even if you have it, you're just fine. But, oh, we're taking you to the COVID concentration camp facility where there's no air conditioning, no fans. You're sitting in a sauna for 3 days. No sun either. So you're not even getting natural sunlight. And you're just sitting in there baking, wasting away. How do you think that feels? And by the way, the COVID tests are mandatory, so it's not even like you can try to avoid it. They go door to door. They make you take COVID tests. Yeah, there's another image of people in line to get their COVID tests. So it's forced tests. The tests are rigged. You could do this for any disease you wanted, folks. You could do this for any disease you wanted. They chose COVID because they made it in a lab, made it as contagious as possible, also made it one of the most I don't even know what you would say. I mean, this strain of a virus is everywhere. You probably have it all the time. You're just immune to it. That's why they made the synthetic one. So they're in total lockdown again. And you have scenes like this in clip 14 where the people are basically climbing fences, scaling buildings, climbing trees. Anything they can do to get out of these COVID concentration camps. And, of course, when it was really bad, they were just committing mass suicide. People just jumping off of buildings, shooting themselves, just whatever they could do to rid themselves of the hell and the torment and the torture that is the COVID tyranny. And it's back. And now it's back in China. But, sad to say, it is not just China. Yeah, but I mean, imagine that. You want to live in China where you have to spend hours of your time waiting in line to take a stupid rigged COVID test for a disease that you're not even sick with? And then if you have a positive test of a rigged test, then you have to sit in a sauna for 3 days How do you like that? How do you like that system? You want to live in China? Thank God we don't have it that bad, but you know the Democrats would love to have that power and that control, and that they, because they want to torture you, believe me. Democrats want to torture you. They see people waiting in line for a rigged test in a man-made virus, and they're in total control. That makes them feel good. That gets them off. And that's why they're bringing it back, folks. Here it is. Are mask mandates coming back to schools in California? Yes. California mask mandate returns as schools say wear masks or don't come. And that's basically, obviously, it's summertime. So they're just saying kids will be back in school, let's say, about a month. And they're saying it's mask mandates day one. Because, you know, there was some controversy last time. They lied to people. They said no mask mandates. And what did that cause? That caused the outrage and the outbreak of activists and parents going to school board meetings saying, well, what gives? Aside from the ridiculousness of wearing a mask all day or the ridiculousness of mandating this experimental vaccine, you told us it was over. You lied. So maybe this is them trying to get ahead of another situation where the school year opens up with a bunch of activists coming to school board meetings because they don't like hearing from the people. They hate the people. They want the people waiting in line for 3 hours a day for a COVID test and then locked down in a sauna because they took a false positive off a test. That way you can't go to the school board meeting to complain about the politicians destroying your communities. So they're bringing it back, and they're just telling you, yep, next school year, we're going to have masks. Now, we'll see how this goes. I think it's going to be a case-by-case basis. There's this one school that's trying to lead by example in San Diego. But any school run by Democrats will pick this up and run with it for sure. For sure. And it's just more of the COVID tyranny, because once they get a taste of that power, once they get a taste of the ability to tell you what to do and control you, they can't let it go. They can't let it go, and they never will let it go. And that's why they aren't letting it go. It's happening every day now. I mean, I could do this. I do it every day, I guess you could say. I mean, maybe not every day, but I could. Another one, vaccinated, no longer with us, heart disease. COVID contact tracer, 28 years old, died of heart failure in his L.A. home 5 days before he was found. As firm he worked for remotely, didn't sound alarm even when he failed to clock in. Dominic Green, 28, died in his apartment from a heart condition. From a heart condition. I'm not trying to be rude here, but boy, talk about the irony. A COVID contact tracer, but nobody was tracing him. Probably should have had vaccine contact tracers or vaccine injected tracers. Yeah, hey, this guy took the vaccine. We haven't heard from him in 24 hours. We might want to go see if his heart didn't stop. Ah, see, that is actually more realistic than a COVID contact tracer. Really, we should be contact tracing, but not for contact. But we should be monitoring the people that got the vaccines to just, you know, see how they're doing. I mean, it's an experimental vaccine, so if it was, you know, if it was being done properly in the lab, you'd be monitoring them every day. You probably would have noticed that Dominic Green was about to have his heart explode after taking the vaccine, and you might have been able to save his life instead of him dying and then being found 5 days later. That's sad. By the way, he's a great doctor. Or I guess he was an epidemiologist. So there you go. But, oh, we got contact tracers for COVID, 99.99% survivable. In fact, I don't know. I mean, what do you think has a higher survivability rate, COVID or the COVID vaccine? I think we'll have a good idea in 5 to 10 years.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product.
But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works. Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for 7 months, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. Nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one point or another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows that's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today, watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Locked in a battle
for the soul of humanity.
It's the War Room
with Owen Scheuer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, big news out of Ukraine. I mean, really, like, really big news. I'm surprised it has barely gotten any play in the media at all. Zelensky fires his prosecutor general and intelligence chief. Zelensky fires top security chief and prosecutor over alleged treason. Wow. Over alleged treason. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky fired the country's security service chief and prosecutor general while accusing dozens of their employees of collaborating with Russia. Really? You mean Zelensky's not that popular with his staff, with his workers? Really? Russia has operatives in Ukraine, in the government? In particular, more than 60 employees of the prosecutor's office and the state security service have remained in the occupied territory and work against our state. Wow. Mm-hmm. And there's also been a lot. So the two have been fired. Others have been suspended. Zelensky suspends others for collaborating with Russia. Oh, I thought Russia was kidnapping them and torturing them. And oh, yeah. Oh, no, it turns out, no, they were actually working with Russia. They probably wanted to the whole time. I don't think this is a one-off. I think Zelensky is going to be a very isolated man. I think Zelensky is going to be a very isolated man. And sadly, I don't know what drove his decision-making, but he chose to cut a deal with the globalists, cut a deal with the American Western regime, deep state. And he might have made a very lucrative deal based off what we know about all the billions going into Ukraine. Probably fair to assume that whatever deal Zelensky made with the Biden administration or whoever else, probably extremely lucrative for himself. But I think he's going to be a very isolated man amongst his own people when this is all said and done. Because I know I hound on this all the time, but it's important to understand. The U.S. media's representation on what's going on in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia and the rest of the planet, is failing the people miserably. It is so off course, so inaccurate. It's hard to even bring people back to earth because of how ridiculous and inaccurate it really is. Now, who knows where these security officials' loyalties were before Russia's more recent intervention in eastern Ukraine? They might have been Russia loyalists before that. They might not have. But I think people know that the deals that Zelensky have been making with the West have only hurt Ukraine. And whether they like Russia or Putin or not, Ukraine would have been much better off working with Russia and making deals with Russia instead of continuing to be a proxy state and a money laundering state for the globalists based in the West. But Zelensky made that decision. Putin gave him plenty of opportunities of outs. He said, nope, I'm going to stick with the Biden crime family. I'm going to stick with the American deep state. And I'm going to cause my people severe suffering and chaos because of it. And that's what's happened. So my guess is these so-called traitors that are committing treason against Ukraine, according to Zelensky, are going to be demonized and attacked as the bad guys, but they're probably the good guys. They're probably the good guys because they don't want to see more war. They don't want to see Ukraine get become a war-torn country of the American regime and the deep state like so many others before it. They don't want to see Ukraine being turned into a proxy state, a criminal state, for international criminals to launder money, launder weapons, and everything else that's going on. And Zelensky empowered all of that. They didn't like it. Russia doesn't want to do that. They know the only chance Ukraine really has of coming out of this is Russia. You really think the Biden administration, you really think the U.S., you really think NATO, you really think any of those people give a damn about Ukraine or the Ukrainian people? Of course not. All they care about is using that situation to enrich themselves, enrich their friends, and somehow continue their globalist
operations, and agendas. So, what's going on in Russia, though? Well, they're getting a little more where we knew they were publicly. Where we knew they were, they're getting a little more public about it. Russia Parliament moves to expand gay propaganda law. And if there is a don't say gay bill, it is in Russia. Don't even talk about it. Russia moves to tighten restrictions under gay propaganda law. And so, basically, I'll try to put it into layman's terms because I don't fully understand, obviously, the laws of Russia or how they're really executed or truly implemented. But essentially, the story is in Russia, you're not going to turn on the TV and see gay pride for kids. You're not going to go to the school and see gay drag queen story time, pedo time for kids. You're not going to be watching kids' entertainment with gay propaganda just dripping from it. You're not going to go find books for little kids teaching them how to be gay and give blowjobs and have anal sex and how great it is. You're not going to see that in Russia. It ain't happening. And they're just looking to expand it now. And that's what the recent news is. And this originally was filed, the original bill was in 2013. They're just broadening it, doubling down on it, with the intention to prevent children from being exposed to what it calls LGBTQ plus propaganda. The Russian parliament has introduced a bill to completely ban LGBTQ plus imagery. Now look, I think this is a win for Russia. But this is not really policy that I would necessarily get behind, except that its aim is to protect the children. If adults want to go around waving gay flags, I mean, they got a huge gay strip down here in Austin, Texas. I think that's fine. You want to have a gay strip, bunch of bars, gay people running around? I have no problem with that. Wave your gay flags. Put them up all over Austin. Ball teams want to indoctrinate, go into the gay indoctrination crap? Fine. I don't ever call for banning any of that crap. I don't think Russia really would go there either. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know that. I don't live in Russia. I don't know how strict they really are these days. Maybe really, you put a gay flag up on your house, kid walks down the street, maybe they will come in and arrest you. I doubt it. I think you put a gay flag in the classroom, you might get a visit. I think you run a cartoon or a book for children that tells them how to be gay, I think then you might have a problem. Because that's what this is really about. And they're right. It is LGBTQ plus propaganda. But see, here's what Putin and the Russians understand. They just know how to deal with this stuff in a very reasonable, rational, political way. They know the LGBTQ plus is all just lobo-homo propaganda. So they're just eliminating it at the source. They know it's to target children. They know it's to attack the nation state at the end of the day, to make your identity all about what sex you are, and to confuse children with all these different genders that don't exist. So we'll get into the propaganda.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% pure curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. Nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
The War Room, InfoWars.com/show.
So let's look at why Russia is banning what they call LGBTQ+ propaganda. Gender activists push to bar anthropologists from identifying human remains as male or female. Now, of course, that's insane. That's against all common sense, logic, science, biology. But what is that? That's LGBTQ+ propaganda. So Putin says no, or rather the Russian parliament says no. If you are doing historical excavations and let's say you find some remains of ancient humans, no, you can identify them as male or female. That's okay. We're Russia. But in the U.S., soon it'll be, oh, you're an anthropologist? Oh, you're doing a historical dig? Oh, you have a find of ancient humans? Don't even think about identifying that as male or female. You bigot. You bigot. But see, that's just the insanity. So what are we going to do? I wonder when or how, or maybe it's already been implemented. I don't know. I don't see it. I see it. I see the ideas. I see the concepts. I see the teachings. But, I mean, I remember my English textbooks. I remember grammar. I remember pronunciation. I remember all of it. Hell, I remember even Spanish. Masculine and feminine. Does it end in O? Does it end in A? By the way, that's Latin. That's Italian. That's Portuguese. What are you going to do? Just say that those languages are bigoted? Is it bigoted because they're masculine and feminine? Is that a bigoted language, an entire language? You just rewrite the whole language? You just say the language is bigoted and get rid of it?
How does that work? See, language, humans have communicated forever knowing that men are men and women are women. What changed? What changed? But not even that. I just remember in the English textbooks, and I was an early reader too, but I remember they had the columns, and it was teaching you how to read and how to write and how to speak when you used he or when you used him or when you used she or when you used her or when you used they and when the proper time to use it was. And I remember that was first grade English, second grade English, third grade English. And you learn the language and you learn how to read and write and speak. Well, what do they just get rid of that now? Is that not in there? What do they put? Is there Xi Jim? Are there 3,000 different gender identities now? Are we rewriting the English books? What do? How do you even teach that? It's all insanity. It's all LGBTQ plus propaganda. And that's why Russia is banning it. But see, we got a virtue signal so much. We're going to destroy our language. We're going to destroy our culture. We're going to destroy our children's innocence because we want a virtue signal for gay people so much because we've been told what victims they are. But, when Anthony Fauci and the government gives them medicine that kills them, we don't care about that. So now the left wants to ban biology. I mean, that's what this is. When you can't say if something's male or female, you're trying to ban biology. If you have a question of what gender you are, look down your pants. You'll figure it out real quick. Real quick. But see, this is liberalism we're dealing with. So no men, no women. And by the way, men are women. Leah Thomas, the fake woman who swam as a man in high school in Austin, Texas, by the way, I believe Westlake, I think maybe Lake Travis, I can't recall. But Leah Thomas was William Thomas all of his life, but couldn't hack it as a male swimmer. So said, I'm going to be a female swimmer now, and is now a NCAA Woman of the Year award recipient. A man. Yeah, I mean, if I was a real misogynist, I'd be celebrating this. Saying, damn right. Damn right a man is the woman of the year. Putting you woman back where you belong, right behind the man. Just reminding women where you stand. Less than a man. But then it's, feminism, women's rights, equality. All right, groovy, baby. Let's get behind that. And then that quickly turns into, no, actually men are women and we're crushing you now. And we're winning the Women's of the Year Awards. How many different Women of the Year Awards have been given to men in entire history of humans before 5 years ago? Probably none. Now all of a sudden men are winning Women of the Year left and right. But hey. Just because that woman has a big ol' bulge in her swimsuit doesn't mean that ain't a woman of the year right there. In fact, that makes him more of a woman. That makes him more of a woman than you'll ever understand. His penis makes him more of a woman than you'll ever know, you bigot. Leah Thomas is more of a woman than any other woman that's ever swam before him. And that's why he wins Woman of the Year. Here's another strong woman. Transgender woman who impregnated two inmates removed from New Jersey's female prison. Wow. Boy, what gave you that idea? Removed from the female prison. Why? Why did you do that, you bigots? And where is the individual now? Oh, the male prison? Well, why did you do that? What could have possibly happened? What a bigot. What a bigoted
jail, the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility, to remove the male woman from their jail because he impregnated two women. Don't you know that's a woman, you bigots? Don't you know that's a woman? That's a woman that took out her woman body parts and impregnated two other women? Don't you know that's how it works, you bigots? Why would you remove her from the jail? Of course, I mean, the joke writes itself. I mean, how does this even happen? Okay, here he comes. Here comes the inmate. Yep, that's a large man. This is a woman's prison. What is he doing here? He identifies as a woman. And we're just supposed to take him into the woman's jail now? Yeah, don't you know, Democrats, liberals, yeah. Oh, impregnates two women. Women getting women pregnant. Yeah, never happened before. Men getting Women of the Year awards. You are in a different time now. And they're changing the Merriam-Webster definition of the word girl. I'm not even kidding you. They've added a new definition here. A person whose gender identity is female. That is a new addition to the Merriam-Webster dictionary now. A person whose gender identity is female. Me and my producer are thinking about starting our own dictionary now. The Owen Scott dictionary. I think it has a better ring to it. I mean, look, challenging Merriam-Webster dictionary, that's going up. I'm going from zero to dealing with a top dog. But, I mean, if the top dog is going to start going left, woke, liberal BS saying men are women, I think I see an opening. I think that could be my opening. Me and my producer, Scott, look out. But see, now they're banning you if you're a member of Congress and you call this out, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. We have the clip here. We'll play it coming up. In fact, let me just play it right now, guys. Play the clip of Biden's health secretary saying that she wants to empower kids to have transsexual surgery in clip 5.
So we really want to base our treatment and to affirm and to support and empower these youth, not to limit their participation in activities and sports, and even limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state.
So let's translate that. They want to empower children to chop their genitals off. They want to empower children to mutilate their bodies, and they want to affirm boys that think they're girls and girls that think they're boys. They want to affirm that. And they think they're the good guys. They think they're the smart ones. They think they're on the right side of history. And now if you're Marjorie Taylor Greene and you call that out on Twitter, they delete your tweets. Marjorie Taylor Greene said, "We must do everything we can to prevent Dr. Levine's preteen weenie chop." And they deleted that tweet because you can't say weenie chop.
The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one point or another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows it's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement, because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
At this point, best case scenario is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at preparetoday.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Today we celebrate the first of many, 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 many diversity forums. Why is it that women appear to be worse at math than men? What is the source of this illusion? Or as I call it, the biggest lie ever told.
You're a worse version of Hitler.
Please believe me, I understand the problems of women. See?
The principal's a tranny.
Am I wearing women's clothes? I didn't notice. When I look in my closet, I don't see male clothes or female clothes. They're all the same.
Are you saying that men and women are identical?
Oh, no, of course not. Women are unique in every way.
No, he's saying women and men aren't equal.
No, no, no. It's the differences, of which there are none, that make the sameness exceptional. Just tell me what to say.
That was in 2006, so no, Principal Skinner didn't have a heart attack from the COVID vaccine. That was 2006, so prior to the COVID vaccine, giving everybody the heart attacks. But still a bit ahead of its time there in 2006, making fun of all the woke libtardation of gender that is going on. And of course it's confusing because it doesn't make sense. And it never will. But so why are they banning Marjorie Taylor Greene and from Twitter and deleting these tweets? We've just played the clip of the man pretending to be a woman, Dr. Levine. Again, a man pretending to be a woman. This is a mental patient, but now runs the government. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene puts two tweets out that say, "We must do everything we can to prevent Dr. Dick Levine's preteen weenie chop. Now that I think about it, as Dr. Dick Levine advocates for gender-affirming care for minors, has he undergone the weenie chop himself, or is he just pushing this on children?" Twitter forced Marjorie Taylor Greene to, well, they didn't force her. They deleted the tweets for her because they know she wouldn't have done it. So Twitter deleted these two tweets from a college representative. Excuse me, a congressional representative. So your government is being censored. Government officials are being censored by big tech. Kind of alarming, though. And what is it about these tweets that makes big tech delete them? Interesting, isn't it? No calls for violence. I don't even know what they would really classify as bigotry or anything. You know why I think they don't like this? Because what Marjorie Taylor Greene has done with hashtag weenie chop is she's taken an issue that the left tries to make extremely complex and they try to divert and distract off of with words like gender affirmation and trans kids' rights and empowering trans kids. Well, what does any of that really mean? Nobody, what does that even mean? Weenie chop? Know what that means? And that's what it is. It's not empowering. It's not affirming. It's not a right. It's a weenie chop. But see, weenie chop is kind of funny, kind of innocent, while also extremely accurate. So Twitter says, oh, no, 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 no. And this is what they do. I mean, I'm sorry to put this behind me, but this is a medical It's medical video behind me of how they chop kids' weenies off. That's what they do. So I'm sorry if you don't like seeing this. I'm not trying to be dramatic or anything here, but this is the weenie chop. This is the weenie chop that Democrats want little boys to undergo. You, folks, I'm telling you, these liberals hate men so much. They want to chop their balls off. They want to chop their penises off. And when they get little boys that come to their office, they want to prescribe them SSRI drugs, prescription drugs, to bomb their brains out. This is all an attack on men.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds, I'm still a little bit overweight, in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
So, Democrats and liberals want to chop your little boy's weenie off. No, that's what they want to do. They don't want us to say it like that because that's what it is. They'd rather say gender affirmation or empower trans kids. No, you want to chop their weenies off. Why don't you just say what it is? You want to chop their weenies off. That's what you want to do. You're sick freaks. You belong in mental institutions and you want to chop kids' genitals up. Just like you want to chop up little babies in the womb and sell their body parts. You're sick, demented freaks. And you don't like us calling it out for what it is. You don't like using the phrase weenie chop because that's what it is. You prefer affirming gender care. You don't like baby murder because that's what it is. You prefer abortion or pro-choice. No, it's baby murder. So it's a weenie chop and it's baby murder. And you hate when we talk that way because that's the truth of what it is. Yeah. Why do you think they want InfoWars off the air so bad? Why do you think they censor Marjorie Taylor Greene so much? Because she tells it like it is. We tell it like it is. Democrats promote baby murder. Democrats promote weenie chops. That's what they promote. So when they say, oh, it's a health care, reproductive right, gender affirmation, empower trans kids, just know what the real translation for that is. Weenie chops and baby murder. Weenie chops and baby murder. And that gets back to what we were talking about on the show before. You understand what they're actually saying. Liberals and Democrats speak an entirely different language. It's in the English lexicon and vernacular, but all the words have different meanings. They all have hidden secret meanings. We translate them for you. So again, I'm not going to belabor this because I want to get to the other videos on the topic, but when you hear Democrats say gender affirmation or empower trans kids, they're talking about weenie chops. That's weenie chops. That's chopping little boys' balls off. When they talk about reproductive rights and reproductive health care, that's baby murder. So, no, I'm not playing your propaganda hidden language games. I know what you're saying. I know what you're doing. You're not gender affirming anything. You're chopping kids' balls off. You're not empowering little boys, you're weenie chopping them. You're not for reproductive care, you're murdering babies and selling their body parts. But let's see where this goes. See if you can figure this one out. Boy, I mean, which is even worse? Here, let's go to this crazy individual in clip 16. Tell me if this person, this liberal in clip 16, seems like they've got it all figured out, like they're doing well. They're mentally stable. Let's see this one. I came out as a trans non-binary and told my family my name and pronouns a year and a half ago. Literally had my pronouns tattooed on my face. Does that look like a sane person? If you say she plus, if you say she or her, that's my dead name. And that's a bigoted, that's assault against me. And so they create these things where they just say, oh, you said my dead name? You're a bigot. I own you now. I dominate now. You're the bad guy. I have the moral high ground now. Now, again, somebody wants to go out and tattoo their body to make themselves look like an alien and put ink in their eyeballs and all that crap. Whatever, dude. Fine. But let's not act like you're not the one that's abnormal. Let's not act like you're not the one that has a mental disorder. You are. Let's just be honest here. How about this one? This is really sad to me. Because, you know, that individual that we just showed you, I guess, was formerly a girl. Probably a beautiful girl. Probably a beautiful woman with all the power and the potential that being a woman has. And just, she just got convinced. She got convinced by the New World Order propaganda to just throw it all away and turn herself into a demon. Hey, fine, you don't want to be a beautiful woman. You don't want all the power that comes along with that. Perfectly fine. Don't act like you're not the one, though, that's not sick in the head. But, hey, you know, having a mental disorder is not criminal. And living a life you want to, as long as you're not, you know, doing anything illegal, hurting anybody, is not criminal. But, oh, my family's bad because they won't call me they. Something I made up. Something that doesn't exist. Even though I tatted up my whole body to look like an alien freak, everyone else is the freak, not me. So here's this one, though. Here's another example. This is a young girl. Probably could have had the entire world in the palm of her hand if she wanted to, but threw it all away because the globalist propaganda convinced her that she was a cat. And so now she identifies as a cat person. And this is what New World Order Globo-Homo propaganda does to young girls and children in clip 17.
Be teaching you guys some ways that my friends and I meow to one another to communicate when words just seem a little too difficult. So here we go. Okay, so first off, we have the normal meow that we just use mostly to get each other's attention.
Meow.
Okay, then we have the dissatisfied meow. Then the angry meow, but we only use this one on rare occasions because overall we're a very happy kitten family. Then the happy or content meow.
Meow.
Okay, then one of the most important ones for our kitten family is the I want to go potty meow. It took me a really long time to master this meow because it needs to be a really specific in order for my kittens to understand.
Meow, meow, meow.
Okay, this is the most important meow for me, and it's the I need help wiping meow.
What is that?
Okay, and last but definitely not least is our in heat meow, and we use this when we need a little bit more special kitten attention.
In heat.
You know what I mean?
Meow. Meow.
In heat, she says. It's really just sad because none of this is organic. None of this has to be going on. And that's a mental disorder right there. That person needs serious mental help, serious psychiatric care. But you're not even allowed to do that anymore because the mental disorders are now exalted and praised as being woke. When it's really just severe mental disorders and chemical unbalances that we just don't address. And you know what it is? It's really just a cold world is what it is. It's a cold world that lets people go off into lifestyles like that without at least trying to bring them back.
but instead shoving them out further and promoting it. And so there's this video of this nun going viral. I want to air it right here. This nun looks to be, you know, pretty up there in age. And she sees two girls doing a lesbian photo shoot out on the streets, and she's just appalled by it, and she kind of walks up and tries to stop it, and, you know, I don't know if you can really hear what she's saying, but guys, roll clip 18. So, I mean, I believe that's Italian. So two girls doing a lesbian photo shoot. This looks like she's at least probably 80-year-old nun, goes up and is just stunned and she can't see it. And you know what that really represents to me? You know what I really see in that video? There's a woman, there's a nun. Yeah, obviously she's got a religious belief, but I don't really think that's what's doing it. I think there's an individual who's actually seen this world in a state of not total decay, debauchery, and Satanism. I think she's actually seen world. She's seen the world. She's seen civilization be pure. She's actually seen what it's like when humanity is pure and civilization is pure. And she just sees all of it collapsing around her. She just sees all the Satanism, all the sex, all of it. And she just, in this moment, is just thinking, what have we done? What happened to this pure world? What happened to this pure civilization? Satanism, debauchery, drugs, abuse everywhere. What is going on here?
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sold out for 7 months.
Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. There's nobody else decided to do it. At 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We're back here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where Bodies is back in stock and 25% off. It's funny because I plug Bodies, I immediately just want to take it because I have a bottle right here. I just can't help myself. It's so great. You may recall yesterday I was talking about I had some weird soreness or tightness in my calf and took Bodies on the air. And it was gone last night right after I took it, just like I knew it would be. That's how powerful Bodies is, and that's why it has so many five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. It is the highest quality turmeric formula you're going to find on the market. It's Bodies, and back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Well-known turmeric, well-studied, well-known for joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support. I'm telling you, for me, really, the inflammation and the joint support, I can tell. Yeah, I'm still pretty young, still pretty active. I stretch a lot, so mobility, flexibility, I don't have problems with that. But sometimes I'll feel a little stiff, feel a little tight, have a little achiness in the joints. And, man, I'm telling you, Bodies just knocks it right out. It is truly a wonderful thing there at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, back in stock, 25% off. Thank God it's back in stock. We had been getting so many requests to get this back, but it's the Biden supply chain, so we just, you know, you just never know. It's tougher to get things these days in the Biden supply chain. But it's back, 25% off, Bodies at InfoWarsStore.com. I personally recommend it from my experience with it for years now. All right, let's see what all we got here. Here, let's look at some of these political stories that we have. Nancy Pelosi's husband is a real boy wonder, isn't he? Jeez, just unbelievable. Nancy Pelosi. I'm sure her family's money, the hundreds of millions, I'm sure it's all been acquired on the up and up. Are you ready to make a stock in it? Are you ready to make a stock investment? Because maybe Paul Pelosi is the guy to follow. Nancy Pelosi's husband makes huge stock move ahead of key vote on chip subsidies. He bought 20,000 shares of NVIDIA chips. And boy, oh boy, insider trading much? $5 million investment. Pretty big bet to make. Must be pretty confident in that bet. I wonder why he would be with his wife, House Speaker, there negotiating the bill and voting on it. And so here is Lauren Boebert calling out Nancy Pelosi just walking out of Congress after the vote in clip 15.
All right.
Alrighty, let's get this straight. Paul Pelosi gets out of jail from his DUI just in time to buy 20,000 shares of stock in a computer chip company. And now Fancy Nancy is bringing a $52 billion subsidy bill for these chip companies to the House floor. Shady, shady, shady.
Oh, come on, Lauren. Come on, Lauren. Just because Pelosi's about to sign over $50 billion to chip manufacturing companies, and Paul Pelosi just made a $5 million investment in a chip manufacturing right before the vote and the bill, there's nothing suspicious about that. Come on. Yep, that's Pelosi for you. Nancy Pelosi. She gets to go get her hair done while she locks everyone else in their homes. She makes millions and millions of dollars while all the people in her district go broke. It's the Pelosis. It's the Democrats. They're scumbags. They're crooks. They're criminals. They're liars. They're thieves. They're con men. And so, yeah, they're above the law. That's why AOC has to fake an arrest. And Ilhan Omar has to fake an arrest because they're so above the law. Democrats are so above the law, they have to fake being arrested. Incredible. And they're so privileged, they have to fake hate crimes, too. Amazing stuff, isn't it? Just amazing stuff. So AOC, by the way, I'm working on some things with Alex Stein right now. May have an announcement tomorrow. We'll just leave it at that. But I found this funny, and I may want to bring this back up with him on air. So remember, Alex Stein has the ultimate trolling, the Uber troll of AOC, which is still like a viral story. I mean, that the big booty Latina is now a living meme. Oh my gosh. And so, but as he's doing that, AOC's husband, or I guess they're not married yet, I guess it's her fiance, is standing right there. Now, I'm not saying Alex Stein deserved to be physically attacked by her fiance, but you'd think he might have at least wanted to intervene and maybe ask him to stop. No, he did absolutely nothing. We know who wears the pants in that relationship. But it's even more embarrassing. But clearly this guy's a cuck. But I don't know him, so whatever. He probably makes a lot of money working for AOC, so good for him. But boy, he didn't show up that day. So AOC went on Twitter and did this. I asked men on Instagram what advice they have for other men who want to stand up to abusers and harassers but struggle in the moment. Well, what could she possibly be talking about there? Boy, talk about a passive-aggressive throwing your fiancé down the drain for everybody in public. Jeez. Why would AOC be asking other men what to do to stand up to harassers but can't in the moment? Who could she be referring to? Could it be more obvious? Man. Man. I guess they're a match made in heaven. A total cuck and a woman who wears the pants in the relationship. Probably how it needs to be with situations like that, though. A-type personality women that like to wear the pants, which AOC clearly is now. I don't know if she was all the time as a bartender, but clearly is now. She probably needs a very submissive boy toy pet to have as a husband, and it looks like that's the case. But why would AOC be asking, if you struggle in the moment to stand up to harassers, what's some advice? She wouldn't be talking about her fiancé, I'm sure. No. Here's a taco in Congress. We've got the big booty Latinas, and then we got the tacos, Myra Flores. This is just great. I think she's going to be great. Conservatives have to do everything we can to put our differences aside, to unite and join forces so we can defeat the evil that is plaguing our country. She is absolutely right. We'll see if that happens with horrific weak leadership that I think is totally actually Democrats and not even Republicans of Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, but we'll see. And then this story, folks, I'm going to have it on the other side. Man, you liberals, you are just, you're really dumb. You know that? You are really just dumb.
The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one point or another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows that's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard. Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. Nobody else decided to do it. At 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, I've got a beard on my face. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a beard that walks her dog. By the way, we've been searching for Mitch McConnell, but I think we may have found him. I think it's not that Mitch McConnell is missing. I think Mitch McConnell has just been playing the character of Rachel Levine for the last couple months. So it's not that Mitch McConnell is missing in action, letting the Biden administration destroy the country. Mitch McConnell's been playing the part of Rachel Levine. I think it's all starting to make sense to me here. And I had a meme. There it is. Do you see that? I just, boy, oh boy. You just, once you see it, you know, just once you see it. All right, let's do a news blitz here because I've got a bit of a January 6th story that I want to cover in the next segment. But Christy Lee has done a great report that I want to go to, and I'm going to kind of give it a little context before we go to it. But let's just hit some of this other news. Okay, so here's the dumb liberals that I was telling you about. This is, folks, this is like, this should almost be criminal. Headline, Beto O'Rourke gets $2 million donation, his largest campaign donation yet, from an Austin couple. But wait a second, Austin couple. No, ladies and gentlemen, it turns out it's a California couple that moved to Austin in January of 2021. Not an Austin couple at all. A California couple that escaped the Democrat tyranny liberal hellhole that is California to come here and give $2 million to the guy who's going to turn Texas into California. You left California because it sucked so badly that now you come to Texas to put the guy in the governor's mansion who's going to turn Texas to California. You are the worst kind of person. Not only are you dumb, you're destructive. That is the worst type of people out there. Dumb and destructive. And that's this couple. Not an Austin couple. Not a Texas couple. That's a California couple. Californians moving to Texas to turn our state into California because they're so dumb and they're so destructive. And I'm so angry about it right now. I'm fuming. My heart rate has just doubled because this kind of crap. I got to move on because I'm telling you, I've been good at behaving myself and keeping my cool on air, but this, I've got a lot I want to say, and about none of it can go on terrestrial airwaves. So it's time to just, there you go. So California couple moves to Austin to turn Texas into California, the state they left, because it sucked so much. I got a lot I'd like to say to you. I got a lot I'd like to say to those freaks that come here from California and are ruining Texas. I shouldn't have done it. I need to take a quick little drink of water here because I'm just... Because if these Democrats take Texas, folks, if Beto takes Texas, Okay. Anyway. Flight attendant wins millions after Southwest fires her for being pro-life. A victory for freedom of speech. So Southwest, boy, oh boy, is it just... What a joke Southwest is. Which is really a damn shame. I liked Southwest Airlines the best, actually. But, I can't fly anymore, but I don't. I don't even think I'd want to if I could. But there you go. So, hey, a victory for the good guys. And we'll see what happens here. I think I know where it's going to go, but we'll follow it. New York City victim of anti-white crime says suspect accused her of being a Trump fan. Oh, way to go, liberal media. Another assault because of your hatred of white people, but Trump exclusively. So now a group of black girls, a group of young black girls attacked a white grandma saying, oh, you Trump, you Trump, you Trump, and just beat her ass. And then, of course, saying, you know, she's bad because she's white. Now, will this actually be prosecuted as a hate crime? I'm not going to hold my breath because hate crimes can never be done against white people, don't you know? That's the rule. Of course, that's total BS. The entire notion of a hate crime is kind of hyperbolic. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll be monitoring that. Minneapolis mom who was targeted by gunmen confronts BLM protesters. You know, this was another one of those like leftist versus leftist moments that just shows how insane the whole thing is. So here's a woman who actually supports BLM, actually supported George Floyd, believes George Floyd was killed by police. He died from an overdose. But she's out there because a gunman came into her house and threatened to kill her right in front of her kid. So Black Lives Matter shows up because the cops were called by that mother, and they came and they shot the potential murderer. But, oh, he was black. And even though he might have killed and raped somebody, hey, he was still black. So that doesn't matter. And now we're going to protest in his name. And so the mother comes out and says, hey, what are you doing out here? Why are you tormenting me and my family? He was going to kill me. He was going to kill me. This isn't George Floyd. And then the leftists out there, the Black Lives Matter people, get in her face. One woman walks up to her, literally, like, charges up to her like a bull, and boom, like, hits her in the chest and goes, get out of my face! Get out of my face! You folks, you watch it. She walks, like, 10 yards, boom, chest bumps the mother and says, get out of my face. Democrats, liberals, you people are such sick freaks, man. But see, that's the thing is, they've been empowered by the propaganda. They've been empowered by the establishment that they claim they're fighting. They are. And they know it. That's why she runs up to this woman and chest bumps her and says, get out of my face. Because she knows she can live an entire life of crime. She can live an entire life that's a lie and all of it. But she'll be protected by the media. She'll be protected by the establishment. Reality doesn't even matter. She runs right up. I'm a proud black woman. I'll run right up to you and I'll chest bump you and I'll say it's your fault. And then that's what they do to this poor woman, this poor mother.
who's a liberal, who supports Black Lives Matter, and is just saying, you got the wrong place, this guy was going to kill me. Doesn't matter, he's black. Guess he should have been allowed to kill that mother. Maybe rape her, too. Maybe rape her kid. Maybe he should have been allowed to do that. I mean, he's black, after all. I mean, hell, George Floyd would just rob pregnant mothers, put a gun up to their belly. I mean, you know, he's a hero. Yeah, so this is just the beginning. It's later on in the end of this video when it happens. If you just fast forward it to the end, it's probably when you'll see it. But yeah, I mean, she just comes out of nowhere and just literally just comes out of nowhere and just charges up to this woman and says, get out of my face. And I mean, they do it to me all the time, so I know exactly what it's like. I've seen it. I've had it done to me. Just keep going, guys. It's right up at the end here. There it is right there. There she is right there. She comes into nowhere, bumps her, and says, get out of my face. Literally, here, go ahead. We'll play it. Go ahead and rewind it. Go ahead and rewind it 10 seconds and watch it. Here it is. No, I'm doing this live on air, folks, so it's kind of clunky. But here it is. Don't put your hands on me. Get out of my face. All right, that's enough. Literally, she comes out of frame, runs up to this woman, and says, don't put your hands on me. Get out of my face. But guess what? GoFundMe had a page for the Minneapolis gunman killed by the police officer. You know, he was just going to murder somebody. So GoFundMe allows him to allows there to be a fundraising account for him. But you know the bodega worker that saved his life by stabbing the potential guy who was going to kill him? Remember him? They banned him from having GoFundMe. He was the innocent guy trying to defend his life. They banned him. But the potential murderer, see, he gets a GoFundMe. By the way, good news. The Manhattan DA dropped the charges against the bodega owner. So those charges have been dropped. Took anything more than a minute too long, but at least they've been dropped.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. Or simply follow the URL that is a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com from PrepareWithAlex.com. High quality storable food is now back in stock, ready to ship to you and your family. We've not sold food for 3 months because there was a wait. Now there is not a wait. Almost every other storable food distributor is completely out and will not have more food for months, if ever. And the prices are exploding. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to protect yourself and your family and not be dependent on the system. The time to be self-sufficient is now. We have the best deals on high-quality storable food and a whole spectrum of other preparedness and survival items right now at PrepareToday.com. That's PrepareToday.com, or simply type in PrepareWithAlex.com, and it's a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com. Get prepared now at PrepareToday.com.
Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5-7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. Nobody else decided to do it. At 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing.
Discover the power of humanoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's ultimate turmeric formula. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, final segment here. We're about to go to a special report from Christy Lee on some January 6th news. And quickly, let me just tell you this. I ran out of time today, and I got to cover these other news stories quickly. But tomorrow I'm going to air some never-before-seen January 6th footage from inside the building with Trump supporters in there being really nice to police. Fist-bumping them, telling people don't touch anything, don't break anything. So just more of that evidence that you're not going to see anywhere else. I ran out of time today. I promise I'll air that tomorrow because some of these January 6th defendants are starting to release some of their own footage to the media. So I'm going to do that tomorrow. A couple news stories we didn't cover today. Hoover Dam explosion. Another one, a Hoover Dam explosion today, and somebody just, a tourist just happened to be sitting there filming the Hoover Dam just for a personal video, and then boom! So that's wild stuff. You're seeing it right there on the screen. So an explosion at the Hoover Dam, we'll see if we get any answers on that. Just the same trend of our infrastructure exploding and being on fire, and well, who knows what is going on in the Justice Department or the FBI and investigating that. And then a feel-good story. Pizza delivery driver in Indiana risks life and saves four children from house fire. The police body cam footage of this is incredible. And I'll get back into the story tomorrow about Democrats wanting to put Planned Parenthoods in high schools because that's not going anywhere. But Adam Kinzinger says the January 6th hearings are not winding down and could stretch past midterms. No, I told you here first, they'll never end. It's the never-ending story. 50 years they'll be arresting people for January 6th. That's what this is really all about. So here's the great Christy Lee with a report on the latest breaking news on the January 6th never-ending story.
This week, the New York Times suddenly has sympathy for an insurrectionist. Life as the victim of a January 6th conspiracy theory, Ray Epps, became the unwitting face of an attempt by pro-Trump forces to promote the baseless idea that the FBI was behind the attack on the Capitol. Baseless? Then why hasn't the FBI denied involvement?
Who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
On the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered. And there's video out there of him chanting, tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol. This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, Fed, 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 Fed. Ms. Sanborn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
It's even stranger New York Times would use the adjective baseless about FBI involvement when it was the New York Times that wrote this article in September of last year. Quote, among those who marched into the Capitol on January 6th, an FBI informant.
This is bullshit.
Now New York Times says Epps is the victim of a conspiracy theory? Then what's this?
Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
No! No! No!
peacefully. Fed.
And as Revolver points out, here are some questions the New York Times reporter didn't bother to ask Ray Epps. Why did Epps travel all the way to D.C. and skip Trump's speech? Where did Epps get the idea to urge people to go into the Capitol? Did the reporter ask how, despite this video evidence, Epps was never arrested or jailed? Why he was quietly removed from FBI's Most Wanted? Maybe we should ask AOC if any of this was an inside job.
These insurrectionists,
like Antifa,
and that there were actual officers working with this, and we never got to the bottom of that, and we never got any answers about that, and then to this day we're just supposed to pretend that that never happened. I have no idea what happened to the people on the inside who were very clearly sympathetic with what was going on and opening the doors wide open for that. And I'm supposed to sit here and pretend like none of that ever happened.
And in keeping with the New York Times' big media malfeasance week, well, it's reports the U.S. may be losing the fight against monkeypox, scientists say. Truth-based media points out only 0.0002% of the population is infected with monkeypox. In other news, the laptop from hell makes another appearance. Corporate media feels the heat, and it has run out of the kitchen. While more images and incriminating texts and voicemails trickle out, MSM does its best to ignore, but the floodgates have opened. As Gateway Pundit reports, this video showing Hunter in a transaction for crack cocaine while naked was found on Hunter Biden's laptop from a backup of his phone. This criminal act should have landed him in prison for years. Where are the feds? And where is the wall-to-wall reporting we would have seen had it been the former president's son in the video? Kudos to Yahoo News for actually crediting the contents of the laptop as authentic, according to Secret Service, and pointing out why the leaks actually matter. While it's more sensationalism to share the hookers, drugs, and nudity, the laptop has revealed Biden's big lie. Quote, the president knew about his son's business dealings with China despite repeatedly claiming that he has never spoken to him about his overseas business dealings. Yes, I'm having to credit Yahoo News, not CNN, not MSNBC, not WAPO or New York Times, and a story with implications bigger than Watergate.
Hey, pals, Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times. It's good. I need you clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
The legacy media has also ignored that the Biden administration is restricting access to over 150 suspicious activity reports on Hunter and more salacious material released from his devices, according to American Greatness. However, thanks to the Washington Examiner, we do now know Hunter Biden's payments to a Ukrainian woman linked to an escort ring were flagged by J.P. Morgan Chase in late 2018 and early 2019 in a report filed with the federal government. This after President Joe Biden committed to wiring him a total of $100,000 to help pay his bills. What's this conversation with an escort about?
I'm sorry that it took so long to give you $10,000. Do you have any bruises? Anything? Have I ever touched you in a bad way? Ever? Have I asked you every time if I could touch you? Every time. You cannot talk to me that way and say things like that. Because I'm more respectful than anyone you've ever met.
Hunter's computer is a treasure trove of information. And my concern about the way the Treasury Department, Justice Department may be using suspicious activity reports is they'll certainly use them against Republicans, but we don't have equal justice. We have a two-tier justice system, one that will treat with kid gloves or cover up for Democrats and their powerful friends, the elite, and the rest of Americans. And I think we're seeing that big time with Hunter Biden.
But are there signs the corporate media is turning its tide, turning on Biden to throw him under the bus? Now that inflation has hit yet another peak, here's CNN. Yes, CNN actually calling Biden out.
CNN's Caitlin Collins asked President Biden about inflation on December 10th. It's July now, on December 10th. And President Biden told her then that he thought December 10th was the peak of the crisis. Take a listen.
And I think you'll see it change sooner than quicker than more rapidly than it will take than most people think. Every other aspect of the economy is racing ahead.
is doing incredibly well.
Now, obviously, the war in Ukraine has happened since then, which is partially to blame for higher gas prices, although Putin's forces were on the border right then. But it just seems clear that the Biden administration has misjudged how bad inflation was going to get for months and months and months.
New York Times has come out with its own hit pieces concerning Biden. Quote, he often shuffles when he walks, and aides worry he will trip on a wire. He stumbles over words during public events, and they hold their breath to see if he makes it to the end without a gaffe. It also published a poll that shows 64% of Democrats want Joe Biden out and a new candidate in for 2024. CNBC is even highlighting Biden's dismal approval ratings, ratings lower than the worst scores ever for Donald Trump. And while most of the media ignored the Durham investigation until a jury nullified his case against Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman, now they have something else to ignore.
Special Counsel John Durham's probe into the origins of the Russian investigation is heating up again. Today, he asked a federal court to subpoena witnesses to testify in the trial against a Russian lawyer who allegedly served as British ex-spy Christopher Steele's primary source in that infamous Steele dossier. Well, Durham's filing requests the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia issue 30 subpoenas for witness appearances in Alexandria, Virginia. That's beginning October 11th.
Bringing you what's ignored, sensational, unbalanced, misleading, or just plain false. That's your media malfeasance for the second week of July. Let's just wrap up with some wise words from VP Harris.
Together, we are expanding access to transportation. Seems like maybe it's a small issue, it's a big issue. You need to get to go, to get to go, and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home. So we have expanded access. You need to get to go, to get to go, where you need to go. You need to get to go, to get to go, where you need to go. You need to get to go, to get to go, where you need to go, to do the work and get home.